need my water. Hi, I'm Melissa. I'm an alcoholic.
Melissa.
I'm super nervous, so I'm just going to get that out there. I'd like to thank Rebecca for asking me to be the 10-minute speaker. It's always an honor and a privilege to speak anywhere, and especially at my home group. When I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, I was 29 years old, and I had just had a DUI. I'd like to welcome the newcomers, those who identified as new and those who didn't in under 30 days. This can be life-changing if you pursue it. This can definitely be life-changing. It has been for me. That's been my experience. I came in here on a court card. I had a DUI. You know, it was one of those nights where I was, typically I was drinking, and my boys were with their dad, thank goodness, and my boyfriend had broken up with me, but I no, it wasn't going to be like that. And so, you know, I had to go get my lotions, and it was very detrimental that I get those lotions. And so I downed some vodka and got in my car, and I was driving to his house to get those lotions. And I don't know, next thing I know, I hit a van. It was like a clown car. It was like all these people just kept coming out of the back of it, and I was like, what is going on? And that was my very first, well, legal, only consequence, luckily, that I've had. That doesn't make me an alcoholic, though. I've had, you know, I don't ever remember ever going to anywhere, a restaurant, anywhere, and just like ordering a drink or a type of wine to have with my meal. I just didn't drink like that. My friends didn't drink like that. We drank to get drunk. I mean, that's just what it was from the gate. Just drank to get drunk. I started drinking when I was 24. Drugs are a part of my story. I did do drugs before I drank. I remember when I was small. I must have been 9 or 10-ish, and I'm from Rhode Island, and we used to, my best friend and I, we would walk to catechism after school, and it was snowing. We're in a snowstorm, and there's this woman, and she had groceries, and I've always been like, hi, you know, always talking to people, and, you know, I wanted to help this lady. I was very helpful, and so I wanted to help this little old lady, and I don't know how old she was, but anyway, so we helped her with her groceries, and she invited us to have something to drink, and so we're like, yeah, sure, and hot chocolate, and she gave us wine. I have no idea why, but she gave us glasses of wine, and you know, we drank it, of course, and it was so, I remember, like, we were like, what is going on? And from then on, you know, Alicia kept going to catechism on Mondays, and I started ditching, and I would go to that lady's house, and I would sweep her floors, and I would, you know, clean her glass in the bathrooms, and I would get wine. And until the nuns, you know, called my house, and they were like, what's going on? Why isn't Melissa showing up for catechism? And luckily, they had my dad's phone number, who is a hippie who, like, anything went with that guy. And so I wasn't in trouble. He signed the note, and now I'm scared to death. So that drinking career was done for a long time until I was 24. So I think I've always had that ism. When I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, and I came into a group that was very much like this group, and it was Life's in Session. They're no longer there. It was in the Valley, and they broke up, I don't know, a while ago, while I was still there. But that was my home group for 17 years. So I was able to get time. I was able to get this time and that time. I was able to get years. But the problem was I had no I was physically sober, and I was sober with the group. I was on sober softball we did, and we did all kinds of things together. We had picnics and watches, and every weekend we were together, and we just, like, were this big old bunch just doing this whole deal together. I worked the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, but I was never, but that was it. And it was my first introduction to AA, so I didn't really understand it. And so I didn't understand that you were supposed to take these steps into your life. And nobody ever talked about that at our meetings. And so, you know, they would say slogans like, you know, God's got it, and keep coming back. And I'm like, yeah, God's got it, woohoo, yeah. Because I'm, you know, my religion, and I believe in God. And but it's having faith and believing in God is totally different, because, you know, I'm one way at my meeting, and then I'm going home, and I'm a mess, and I'm still that same crazy person. Now it's just a different boyfriend, and it's still me, and I'm nuts, and I'm crazy, and I was crazy for 4.5 years, and I relapsed, and then I did crazy for 10 years, but I wasn't drinking, but I was crazy, and crazy is not a good look. And so, you know, I get so nervous, I'm shaking. So I just want to say, like, you can be happy in Alcoholics Anonymous, I found out when I came to High Desert. Like, not only am I sober, but I have this God that I got this sponsor that was introduced to me. I didn't choose her, thank God, because I always choose the one that's, like, you know, not really, you know, I can manipulate. And I couldn't manipulate D. And that was good for me, because I didn't want that anymore. I wanted someone that knew the book, because I didn't know the book. I didn't even know the steps were in the book. I got the steps straight out of the 12 and 12, which is great. The 12 and 12 is great. It's fantastic. I love it. But that's it. That's all I knew of the steps, the 12 and 12. I had no idea it was in the book. Am I being flagged up yet? Okay, thanks. Okay, so so I come to High Desert, and it's a lot like my old group, and we do a lot of things together, a lot of activities together. You know, we're a big, happy, dysfunctional, functional family, and I love that, you know. I love that. I love being sober today because I'm not, well, I'm crazy. Let's get that straight. But the sponsor that I have, it's very easy to, I tell on myself. Okay, look, this is what I did, you know, to the best of my ability, you know, and I did spend at the beginning a lot of time, he, thank you, she, and she always said, back to me. So, you know, I did the hard work in Alcoholics Anonymous is getting involved in the work, in the big book, doing the steps, applying the steps to your life, telling on yourself, learning about yourself. I learned that I'm not this, like, really nice, sweet, giving, loving person who doesn't expect anything from you, because I do. I expect something, you know. Look what I did. Come on. What a jerk. Like, I can't believe it. But I don't have to. That's painful. And I don't want to be that person. And I don't have to be that person today. And so I've had a lot of moments of peace and serenity. And that's only by good sponsorship, this group, a loving God that I found that I take with me, and I pray in the morning, and I pray all day, and I'm able to start my day over. And now I know what that means. And you know, just all I want to say, if you're new, you can have a different life. It doesn't have to be the life you have, but there's some hard work that you have to do if you're an alcoholic. If you're an alcoholic of the variety that Bill talks about in the book, then there's some hard work you have to do, and you have to look at yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do any of this alone. That's it. That's all I want to say. Thank you.